Next time, Martin Indyk, former United States ambassador, is our guest. Under President Bill Clinton, Ambassador Indyk twice served as U.S. ambassador to Israel and then continued in that role for the first 6 months of the Bush administration. Ambassador Indyk documents American peace diplomacy in the Middle East in his important book, Innocent Abroad. The United States' innocence, he says, gets the U.S. in trouble. During the Cold War, the Middle East was a point of superpower competition.
Suddenly, we don't have to play a balance of power game anymore. We're dominant. And so our presidents, Clinton and Bush after him, in very different ways, but still had the same idea that we can now transform this troubled region. We can sally forth into the bazaars of the Middle East and make it over in our own image. Clinton's case is a more peaceful place. In Bush's case, is a more democratic place. But in both cases, more like us.
And the people on the street were all waiting for it.
Well, that's exactly right, because they've seen great powers come and go for centuries. For centuries, from, you know, all the way back to Alexander the Great, Napoleon, the Ottoman Turks, the British, the French. Now come the Americans, except we came with a naivete that the others did not. The others failed too. But in some ways, it was the goodness of our desire to help out here that was exploited.
Ambassador Martin Indyk provides antidotes to both exploitation and innocence when he applies what he's learned both about where we've been in the Middle East and where we might go next time. Please join us.